So good morning to you all who are here present with us, participating. Today will be, as Renato mentioned, the third quarter results, and also share a bit about the nine first months. As my presentation goes, go for the fourth slide. As we mentioned, the first highlights. The highlights on the third quarter of the year. In August, we had a very good news. We were found a great place to work 2023, even with all the challenges. Certification, we are very proud of that. GTHW with nine more the highest points for retention. We had a very good score also in diversity. We are now get harvesting of everything that we said in the past. We're still working so that we can achieve and still have this good environment being improved, generating good experience to our clients, for our team, and also obtaining greater results for our shareholders, contributing for a more equal and inclusive society. Third quarter, also, our ESG agenda, we have very good advancements. We had the global pact from the UN. I will talk more about it later. More highlights coming. Two more important ones. First one, we anticipated the IX Tatuapé in 2 months. I will also talk more about it later. Also, about our numbers. We got the profit of 33.4 million in the third quarter. And in the first month of the year, 64 million in the first month of the year. So we have 68.3 of net margin in the 9 months of the year. So in the fifth slide, we'll talk about our releases. As we are aiming to build more experience to our clients, we anticipated the Tatuapé building in 2 months. So we have started it in August. This decision is to make sure and reaffirm that we are taking all the measures to work better and more solid. We installed the cover and the fencing. We also have now the satisfaction of our neighbors. We have pet space. We also have garbage bins for separate rubbish. We finish actually the digging, and now we're starting the foundation, the concrete. As I mentioned last calls, we are talking about the medium status for our incoming of our clients. Next slide, we're talking about our new releases. Third quarter, we worked going after getting loans for our next buildings and documents that allow us to sell it. Our next release is a building localized in Santana neighborhood. We finished the building stand, and we are proud to say that in a few days, we will be releasing and featuring this our new art. Very close to the subway, very close to downtown. We have 1,000 square meters bush in this condominium. We have 3 rooftops and 18 leisure areas. So this is for medium income client status. Also talking about our more comings, we have strategic and especially a piece of land we have here in the south region of São Paulo. We have BGV of 65 million reais. I have mentioned that in our last call, as you remember. Our journey main journey now from this new, started in 2022. We created a committee to analyze all our ESG governance, establishing plans to have improvements in all the areas. We start mapping the actions that we had in the past, had a diagnosis of our necessities through a matrix of lateral units. We focused this year in building these indicators, these KPIs that would be extremely important to keep monitoring our company. For this ESG governance, we have released the first report for sustainability. And as you have read it, it's a materialization of our principles, our vision for this area. This report, we built it by the GRI notes, which is one of the most used documents for building the ESG policy. We also joined the UN Global Pact for Sustainability Building. The idea of this group is to contribute in a collective way, putting everybody in the same page of having the ODS for the development, sustainable development in the areas that these companies do work. We're still working hardly to support the sustainable growth of the company, generating value to our shareholders, clients, and society. Going to our financial results for this quarter. Let's talk about sales. Third quarter 2023, our sales, gross sales, reached 17 million, about 30% less compared to last year. Accumulated in the year, we had 54.4 million, 30% below the 9 months, previous 9 months, the year ago. Our results, they are in line of what we expected for this year, this plan made by the last year. The results of the sales are in line. Registered the VSO of 10.1% in the third quarter. We're very optimistic about it. The beginning of this building's construction will definitely speed up the sales. At the third semester, we summed more than the quarter of the last year. As you can see, we had 43.8 of the districts, a bit less than compared to the 9 months of the previous year. This district is a good leverage for leveraging the number of units available so that we can sell more as well. Our sales, they reached 2.1 million in the third quarter, comparing to a negative income for the next nine from the last year. In the nine first months of this year, we had sales of 9.6 million compared to this number, as you can see here, from the last year. Our main indicator, main KPI, are the cross sales. We are fed by the district with sales which are done and don't impact our cash flow. First 9 months, we repassed 156 units, reduced 60% comparing to the first months of 2022. We have an impact of the low sales, but we also in line for the period. We're still analyzing through our steps. Also very aligned with our shareholders and our plan. Our main stock was more than 60% difference comparing to the previous year. We had 5 years of reduction comparing quarter to quarter. It reflects our sales in general. The stock is about 285.7 million. It represents 21% of our main stock. For our available stock, 42% of these is located in São Paulo, which is our main place for selling. And most of it is for residential purposes, residential building. Next slide, slide number 11, we show here the expenses that we had. The administrative increased 13% comparing quarter to quarter, and also 14% compared to the year to year. It's been incremented because of judicial service that we had and financial services. We have here the comparison year to year as we are selling our stocks. Our general expenses summed up and commercial as well increased 6% compared quarter to quarter and got reduced in 1% comparing year to year. We are still monitoring our structure and process so that we can have everything aligned to our financial strategy. Next slide, slide number 12. We have here our debt. We had an increasement of 62 million, which means 6% in the third quarter, and 334 million in the accumulated in the year. This increase is about the tax rates relation in the year. We also have the debt of the X Tatuapé, which took place now in this third quarter. Our debts increased in 20 million, 100 million. In the first month of the year, due to the accumulation of tax rating of the year. In total, based on everything that we summed up, we have had the cut of 1 million in the amortized in the period. We converted 439 million reais converted, generating emission of more than 100 actions for emission of 58 per share. So we are following the legal procedures from 10 to 10 and 9 to 11. We had the exercise of preference of the subscription for new shares for the holders, which results will be reported very soon, the new actions or the new shares and values of the preference shares for the buyers will represent the debt payment to the loaners, which provided open way for the company to get credit. The conclusion for getting credit to have the act payment in the end of November and the beginning of December is totally in line to our judicial recovery, providing leverage for our company, reducing the risks and increasing our financial KPIs. Slide 13. Here we have the leverage of the company. Summing up our debt, our concurso debts, the leverage extended one, 34 million, 0.9 million, and also the tails here of the debt. The remaining net closing by 2038 through the payment of share to debts and so on. We are negotiating our debts, and it could also be added to our recovery, which will generate positive results to our results, actually. Our debts now we are under focus to be paid, and we are totally focused on reducing our leverage. We still have a lot to do, but we have observed positive results along the last quarters. At the slide 14, here is our DR results demonstration where we have the impact in the period. We had net profit of 33.4 million in the third quarter, and this number for the year. The impact is of the reversion of the district. The loss of 204 million in the third quarter was found in more than 500 million in 9 months of the year. Basically, this financial loss is about the rates that we have implied in our company. At the end, we have a loss of more than 200 million, as you can see here, more than 506 million in the year, comparing to the previous years, as previous year, as you can see here, 2022. Just to highlight that in 2022, we had a recurrent event, which was the debt, and which got into our judicial recovery, which influenced our results in 2023. So it's clear that our results were under the impact of the financial expenses that we've had, as you can see by these numbers. The X incorporation is now 2 years old, whereas we now can release more. We are making it simple and make the journey for buying our products easier. We are increasing our diversity, sustainability as well. It's fundamental, the learnings that we've had from our previous experiences, and we are becoming day by day more confident in our recovery, and we are certain that we are ready to face the challenge and improve the experience of our clients. So this way I end our results presentation, and I'm here open to questions if you have. Thank you, Augusta. If you have questions, please text us through the chat, send us your questions, and yep, we have a translation. So we're starting now, please. If you have questions, text, please, through the chat. First question from the Alexandre from Asset Norma, congratulating us for our results in this quarter. About the deleveraging of the company, it's supposed to improve the balance, right? So do we have more strategy for deleveraging? That's the first question. If we have strategies for deleveraging the company. Good morning, Alexandre. Thank you for your question. Basically, as I mentioned in the presentation, two main strategies for leverage obviously is continuing the negotiation, which are extra, finding a way to increase capital and issuing more shares. This is the main one. But obviously, we are finding solutions for our buildings, which is still not finished yet. So we are adding more solutions. This way you have the costs coming down and together with the leverage. So in general, these are the two main strategies that we have for reducing the leverage of the company. Alexandre has one more question. Beyond the district which was built in Brooklyn, how is the company working to get more pieces of land, and is it only in São Paulo? How is it going? Well, yes and no. Yeah, we are focusing in São Paulo. We still have this strategy, which is very well defined and restricted to around our headquarters. We're also looking for more opportunities outside C city, but always around São Paulo. We suffered a lot in the past through bad strategies, geographic-wise. So our focus is still to be prospecting in city. We definitely have more difficulty as we will have more competition locally. Big companies, they are here as well competing with us. So we are always fighting for pieces of land. But we definitely believe that it's more conservative for us to be here and less risk for the company at this moment. So we are focusing now in São Paulo and the greater São Paulo area. Again, if you have questions, just click the chat icon and send your question. Pablo is questioning also, how is the Ixtatuapé sales going? Are they according to what we have expected? How is it going? When the Santana building will be released and premiered, when are we premiering this building in 2024. He's congratulating us for our results as well. Thank you, Pablo, for Ixtatuapé. It's within our forecast for the project, as I mentioned in our calls. We were conservative in the agenda of this building. We thought that we would be able to confront some difficulties and face difficulties. So we decided to be conservative. That's why we are totally in line to what we have projected. First months, they were difficult months commercial-wise, not only for the release, but also for the stocks that we have. This was difficult, not only for us, for all the real estate market, still under our forecast and very comfortable with the schedule. For the anticipation of the constructions, yes, we are still in line with that and we want to continue adding to this strategy. Ixantana, for those who are interested, you can come in the Dr. Zutin Street. The sales stand is ready. So we are ready to receive and welcome our clients and start selling it. Our commercial strategy is about organizing teams and promoting it in order to be officially selling it. But we are definitely ready to introduce you guys this building. For 2024, we're still working in the planning for the next year. Possibly, we'll be closing this planning for one or two buildings for the next year. Pieces of land that are already in our stock. We have worked with this 2023 and the end of 2022 as well. Next question from the Alexander from the Red Asset. He's congratulating us for our first results. He has two questions. It's for the increase of capital. Which line will suffer the impact of the capital increasement? And also he's asking about our debts and obligations. And he also has one more question. It's about the effect in the increase of capital in the financial expenses. Should we wait for a great reversion in the line as we had last year? This is his question. Alessandro, thank you for the question. Definitely the main impact will be in our debt, concursal debt. The increase of capital is within the debt plan. It is forecasted in our judicial recovery plan. So the biggest impact will be in the concursal debt. As the second question is related to that, yes, we believe that in future, it's possible to have more events which are non-recurrent that could have impact the result of the company in a positive way. Because anytime you can have a negotiation with the debts, and these debts are enabled in our recovery plan, then we have an impact in the financial expenses which occurred in the period. So it's always relevant to have these renegotiations going. And that's why we work with that and believe that as we have a lot of debts under negotiation, we believe that this will have more impact of that. You will see that in the coming years. We believe that. Thank you, August. Next one is from Bruno from BM Asset. Thank you and congratulations for the new buildings. So he's questioning, how does the company keep aligned with the ESG policy? Will it continue? What's in mind of the C-level of this company, which was to keep this ESG agenda as it was not part of the agenda in the past? Thank you, Bruno. I like your question. And the administration and the council, the board, we are very well aligned. And the ESG agenda, we believe that the importance of this is not relevant anymore. We have no space for discuss that. Environment is mandatory. Social life, diversity, and inclusion and social society is an obligation for all the companies, and we shouldn't even question that. And here in our company, this is our life. It's our daily life here. And we can see the reflection of that when we have the Great Place to Work certification, for example. Why? Because our team, they feel a very good environment because we show and we are worried about our ESG agenda. It's extremely possible to change the practices, putting ESG in your agenda, not demanding high investments. That's what we're doing. Within our limits, within our financial limits, we have struggled to have it as our agenda. I like to highlight that we have had the award from a Great Place to Work because this is our agenda. We have discussed that and we talk it about every day. This is one of our high bases to make this company perpetual and profitable in a solid and sustainable way. Again, if you have questions, you have the chat icon. Just go there and click and send your question. Alvaro from Arbor Asset, he's also congratulating us for the result. And he's asking about our expectation for this last 2 months of the year and 2024. He's also asking about how the company sees this change of the MCMV program from the government, as being noticed in the main media, mass media, recently. So we see that. Okay. Alvaro, thank you for the question. Our expectations for 2024, for 2023, actually, for the last 2 months, we believe that it's in line to what we have forecasted and to what we have noticed in the second and third quarter. Nothing, not very high sales, but everything very normal to what we have forecast. We are optimistic about the new buildings. We have noticed that we have more people coming to our stands. IK Santana is definitely a sales success. And 2024, we have very positive expectation. In a macro way, let's say that in economic terms, we are with very good expectations. We definitely are in a scenario which is a bit complicated, but in our internal market here in Brazil, we will definitely have a better year comparing to 2023. That's our expectation. For the government program for low-income building, we are sorry to say we don't have buildings that are in this program. I like this new track that the government is releasing, this new range of income, and this it fits to our market. So then it's definitely in of our interest to participate in this program, which brings benefits, which facilitates the purchase from our clients. This will be positive. So we still don't work on that, but we see it as a positive way because the market gets warmed up, and it's definitely good for us as well. This new range which the government is about to release, we don't know yet, but we hope it's in a range that we can fit into this program and start participating from this as well. Last question, Andrea Vilela. Andrea is asking how he can follow the share conversion. And Andrea, I'm proud to ask to say that we soon be sending this information. As we haven't received more questions, I will be back to Augusto. But before that, if you have questions and you haven't sent us, send it through the email that you have and you know. And Augusto, please, now the floor is yours for your last consideration. Thank you, Renato. Thank you all for participating. Thank you for sending your question. It's always good for us to have this feeling to how our investors are seeing our company and questioning us. I like to reinforce that we are very optimistic about the delivery of our products, our new buildings, our new releases. We are very excited to this new buildings. Company is involved. It's possible to see that in the projects. I think that company is in a very positive moment with good expectations for 2024. And that's it. Yeah. Thank you all for participating. And we catch up in the next call to discuss our results for the 2023 and the last quarter as well. Thank you very much for participating.